there were six of us in the station, and around about 10 o'clock it was really quiet outside. There was nobody on the roads, and most people were staying in that night. And then we heard objects hitting the side of the building, glass bottles breaking, sounded like bricks or stones or something. Somebody called up on the radio that there was a group outside attacking the police station. Myself and Jason Woodall, we were downstairs. So the internal glass is frosted, but we see flames flickering outside that. And when we opened, there was a fire in our reception area where petrol seeped under the front door from one of the bombs that had been thrown. So got a fire extinguisher, put that initial fire out in the reception area. Jason then opened the front door, and there was flames outside the front door, on the wooden frame of the door and the windows. We put those flames out. Somebody then shouted that petrol bomb, which sort of showed us somebody else was going to throw something at us. So we ducked back inside the building while that petrol bomb was thrown. The gang was still out in the roadway, still throwing things at the building itself. Once that second petrol bomb had been thrown and flamed or dispersed or whatever, we heard sirens and the gang disappeared. They ran back towards Radford, away from us. Seconds later, a load of sprinter vans turned up, and they went after the group back into Radford. We put the flames out and seized what we could, did statements, and that was that. At the time, we just did what we needed to do. It happened really, really quickly. I mean, nobody really stopped to think about what they should do or what they ought to do. Just got on with it and did it. 20 minutes later, when things have calmed down a little bit, you realise how serious it could have been, and how sort of it could have been far, far worse than just a petrol bomb exploding outside a police station or something. It could have been six fatalities that night.